This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this hot and humid week?
I'm doing bad.
Yeah? Yeah. It's hot and humid?
No, I don't really care about that. Everybody's complaining all the time.
Oh, it's You came in before and you're like, everybody's complaining about it. I don't know. I don't leave my apartment. It's fine.
I leave my apartment.
You said yesterday you were like, everybody's complaining yesterday. I was inside all day. It was fine.
Yeah, well, today I was out and about, and everybody I saw was like, ooh, this weather. It's like, so go back inside. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, some of the people, maybe they couldn't.
Yeah, well.
Maybe they had been thrown out. Maybe they had cheated on their did you see a lot of people, come on, honey, please, it was a mistake, and they're throwing stuff out the window.
Yeah.
That happened across the street one time.
Wait, somebody got
Somebody cheated on somebody else, and she was throwing all of your shit out the window.
Are you the neighborhood busybody, Tom?
Where is it? I just got a monocle so I can spy on people more effectively, like a little telescope.
Tom.
What?
Tom, you're one of these people.
I'm not a peeping, Tom. I just like to watch. If that's a crime, then please don't lock me up. I made a mistake. It was a one-time thing. But yeah, I wasn't being a busybody when somebody's outside getting all their clothes thrown out of a third-story window on the street while somebody's yelling, hey, stop throwing all my clothes out the window. It wasn't a big deal. It was a mistake.
Oh, that was his thing? It wasn't a big deal?
Yeah, I forget.
That's not going to win her back. You got to apologize.
He
at
was
least.
Trying everything. I think he apologized and he said it was a big deal.
Not getting traction on the apology.
It didn't happen. Yeah. That was my sister. Everybody was mistaken.
Mm.
It was almost up there with the time
Shaggy said it wasn't me.
No, when somebody had seemingly hired a sex worker to come to their apartment building, which is also my apartment building, and then seemingly didn't pay. And I think she took some of his stuff as payment.
When was this?
This was years ago.
No, like what time of day?
Oh, like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And she had taken, I couldn't make out what it was. It looked like it was just like she grabbed a bag and was like, all right, well, you're not going to pay me. I'll take this, this, and this. And like went outside and it was like a Mercedes out there and like, you know, her driver / muscle, I assume.
Right.
And this guy was like trying to stop the car and trying to open the door. And she's screaming to like the whole building, like, just so everybody knows, the guy in 503 likes to hire women to have sex with them and then not pay them. And he was trying to get the stuff, and then the guy came out and just punched him in the face one time, got back in the car and drove away.
You live in a rough neighborhood, Tom.
A lot of things that seemingly don't happen in movies or cartoons happen on my block.
What cartoons are you watching?
I watch a lot of adult cartoons.
Yeah. Sometimes the closest thing that happens to me along those lines are sometimes my toddler son will hit me on the head with a frying pan and say, not the mama, not the mama.
Oh, well, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. It's not a cartoon, but, you know,
it's like a live-action cartoon. Yeah. Not officially Muppets, but Henson Company, yeah.
Not officially Muppets.
Tom, I'm doing badly, and I want to address this up top.
Okay.
I got a canker sore.
Okay.
On the upper inside of my lip, like right in front of my front teeth.
Mm-hmm. So every time your lips move across your teeth,
yeah, it hurts going, to talk ow, and some ow, ow, ow. So if you hear me talking weird, that's why. And I'm always embarrassed when I get a canker sore, like I did something wrong. Did I?
I don't.
Is it a shameful thing to get a canker sore? Did I not do something?
No,
that
I don't know. I think it's probably fine. I mean, nobody would know unless you told them like you just did.
You would never know I was raised Catholic.
Should I feel incredible guilt about this? I got some, I can inject you with some Novocaine during the break if you'd like, if you think that would help.
Novocaine. Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I chew the crap out of my lip whenever I get it.
Well, you're not supposed to.
I know, but I
forget.
I get
it when you're like a kid and they tell you not to do it. But you've
in a long time.
I
go for
guy.
The laughing gas. I have them put me completely under for any filling of a cavity.
We were talking about laughing gas the other day. When we were hanging out socially with other friends.
Right.
Because I was telling a story about how when I was a kid, they used to give me the laughing gas at the dentist.
Which I don't think you're supposed to give to kids.
It was like a kid's size. Yeah, you're supposed to give it to kids. Kids are the people you're supposed to give it to the most.
Kids laugh without gas.
It wasn't to make me laugh.
Kids
are
very silly on their own.
It wasn't to make me laugh. It was to make me like sit still and not freak out while they were like drilling my teeth or whatever.
Mm.
But they stopped giving it to me after this one time. I distinctly remember like sitting there. They turned the gas on and I was just like on cloud nine. It's like, this is the best I've ever felt. And my mom was talking to me, you know, because I was like young enough that my mom was in the room and she's talking to me about something. And I went, shh, you're ruining it. And after that, they were like, oh, no, we can't give this boy laughing gas anymore. He likes it too much.
I don't know. I think you just want everybody to calm down.
I do want everybody to
and
calm down.
And it was
down.
The first time you felt comfortable enough
maybe,
to
yeah.
come out and say it.
Yeah, maybe that was
revealing your true self.
Yeah, my being raised Catholic that I'm afraid to tell people what I really want, which is just everybody to calm down, just be quiet.
That's not what you want. You're such a busybody. You, Tom, I've described you to third parties as a bitch who loves drama.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, so I don't think you want everybody to come.
I don't like being involved
no,
in the drama.
No, you like to get everybody else all riled up, though.
Do I like to get...
amongst each other. Like, you like to, you know, oh, did you know what this guy said about you?
No, I don't do that kind of thing. Because that, I'm too afraid to do that kind of thing. I don't, because I would be afraid that I'm going to get blamed. Like, I don't want to be the messenger for that. But I'll happily talk to, like, anyone about any other two people and what's going on between them.
Yeah.
Or groups of people. Yeah.
You should exist in the Housewives universe.
I should exist in the Housewives universe.
Where do they live? Fifth Avenue?
I'd hope that they live
Let's
along
head over
the
to
park.
Fifth Avenue, see if you can get tangentially in their circles. Start hanging out at the Vanderpump restaurant.
I like don't really, and it's not out of like, oh, I'm better than, because I watch a lot of garbage, but I like don't really know anything about the Housewives or the Vanderpump rules.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh, yeah, and I just haven't seen.
They're related, right?
I think
Vanderpump
so.
Was one of the wives or something?
I think they were all one of the wives at one point.
Even the boys?
Maybe.
Wow.
Or right. the sons of the wives.
Even all the people at work at the restaurant or whatever, right? Because it takes place at a restaurant?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so. I think there are many restaurants.
Yeah.
I don't even, like, is Vanderpump is the name of the family?
I thought it was a shoe.
So did I.
Yeah.
But I was disabused of that notion. And then... I don't understand. Is it like Vanderpump rules? Like
right.
Or is it like, oh, they have rules that they have to follow?
Maybe it's both.
Yeah.
Maybe the rules rule. Maybe they're cool rules. maybe the rules are like...
hey, no rules.
No, maybe the rules
the
are
only
like...
rule is no rules, Tom.
Hey, if you seat a table, you got to take a shot. Those are the rules. But guess what? They rule. So it all works out. Yeah. That would probably, after a while, get annoying, though. You'd be
incredibly
drunk. Down drunk at work and like, I just want to go home. But yeah, I don't. It
you know,
seems,
one of the Vanderpump rules is
to me. What?
You don't have to sink one to drink one.
No, it's one of Yoo-hoo's rules you're thinking of. But like, I feel like I've never really watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but I've watched like one episode here or there, and it's like, oh, okay, I get that. They all want to be with this person for some reason, and that's what the show is. But yeah, these shows, I don't.
I think it's just kind of like slice of life.
Yeah, but it's got to be scripted. Those things are scripted. Like loosely scripted. You know, and they get some of the best improv minds in the world, and they take care of the rest. But those housewives, they've got to have podcasts now, right? I can't just get in there and be like, hey, ladies, hear about podcasts.
What would that do to get you into the world? The housewives?
I'd start a podcast with all them.
No, I think you just have to be a sycophant, just a hanger on. Just do whatever do their dirty work.
What do I get in exchange for that?
Yeah, airtime. You get to be in their, you know, in their orbit.
Yeah, all right, deal. I'm in. I start sleeping in the park tonight in order to track down. So I don't know what any of them look like. I bet I could figure it out. I bet if I look at enough like older women walking down Fifth Avenue, I'll and approach enough of them, I'll eventually find one of these housewives.
Yeah, just approach women. Yeah,
are you a housewife? Excuse me. hanging outside the Tiffany's waiting for women to come in.
Tom, we got real things to talk about, not this frivolous nonsense.
Yeah.
Talking about the Grimace.
Now, is it the Grimace or Grimace? Because originally, all right, get into the origins.
Well, talk about what Grimace is. He's a character featured in McDonaldland commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He is purportedly Ronald McDonald's best friend.
According to who?
Freaking McDonald's.fandom.com.
Yeah, that they don't know that stuff. They're making that up. Is there a citation?
Yeah, Ronald himself. It's a video of Ronald and Grimace hugging.
Fandom.com is just like a looser version of Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, the shameful thing, Tom, is that Grimace does not have his own Wikipedia page.
Yeah, right? I found that out myself, too, and I thought that was insane.
Yeah. So anyway, Grimace just recently celebrated a birthday. Mm-hmm. We're coming to this quite late. I think we did talk about Grimace quite a bit on a previous episode.
We did one about McDonaldland.
No, like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Then that just came up organically during conversation.
It did.
He comes up.
He comes up in my dreams and in my nightmares.
Tim, I was trying to get ahead a little bit and work on some artwork for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not get AI to produce a image of Grimace that wasn't horrifying. They were all terrifying images.
Grimace is kind of a terrifying guy.
I know. He's like a big soft. Here, he's described this way. Grimace is a large, purple, rotund being of indeterminate species with short arms and legs. He is known for his slow-witted and yet optimistic demeanor. Grimace sometimes goes for long periods of time without speaking. When he does speak, he is known for saying "duh" before every sentence. So you have a lot in common with him.
Because of the "duh" thing?
Yeah, you don't speak for a long time because you don't understand what everybody's saying.
You can't get a word in edgewise when you're in the room.
You don't understand what anybody's saying. And then when you do say something, you go, "duh, what's a boat?"
What's a boat is the question that I've asked.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, should we take him to the hospital? Is something wrong?
Tom, what is it? Tom, explain to me what a boat is real quick.
It's a thing that floats in the water and people can go in it, but they don't have to if they don't want to.
Just succinct definition.
Unless it's their job.
Oh, unless it's their job. Yeah. Then you have to go in the boat.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, you don't have to, but you'll lose your job.
Yeah. Kicked out on the street.
Yeah, but for everybody out there, just know you don't have to go on a boat unless you want to. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I went on a boat last weekend, Sam, and I got seasick.
Yeah, you're...
I didn't
this
puke.
This is again, the dramatic thing. You can't go outside without being like, oh, it's too hot for me. You can't go on a boat without being like, oh, this is making me sick.
Yeah.
You're so temperamental.
Yeah, that's why I think I'd fit in well with these housewives. Sam, now you put this idea in my head.
Yeah, that's true.
I could just see all of us on this boat. Oh, I don't feel so good. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go yell at the captain. And I'm like, yeah, you should do that.
Did you wear like a special wristband?
I didn't wear, no. I didn't. I don't normally get seasick, yeah. But the boat was like going sideways at one point. It was rocking way too much. So it made me a little seasick, but then I was fine. I recovered.
Bet you loves drama.
What were you going to say about Grimace?
Boat. I was just going to say he's come a long way. He was originally terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Grimace, yeah. Right? And that's mm-hmm. not a positive thing.
No, it's an expression, a facial expression. Yeah. He grimaced.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is a grimace? Like a frown? Like an angry frown, kind of?
I guess, right?
Yeah, I'll look it up while you...
He originally had four arms and two legs, and he loved milkshakes. I guess that's not menacing, loving milkshakes.
No, but having four arms is... grimace is a facial expression in which your mouth and face are twisted in a way that shows disgust, disapproval, or pain.
Yeah.
I punched that man in his stomach and he grimaced. That's how you would use it in a sentence.
Okay, Tom, can we just quickly address the elephant in the room here?
The grimace? The
grimace is not an elephant, but a lot of people are like, hey, what's the grimace? Mm-hmm. Hey, what kind of thing is the grimace? What's the grimace supposed to be? And like some real bookworms and like...
bookworms. I don't think it's bookworms. It's losers.
Learned people. Uh-huh. They're just like, well, it's been said that he's a taste bud.
Yeah.
Purple taste bud.
I saw...
He's a monster. It's a monster. That's what he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's... So the original McDonald's Land characters were all just like a rip-off of H.R. Puffin stuff. Right? That's the guy's name, H.R. Puffin Stuff. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Sigmund
and the Sea Monsters, those things. Yeah.
So they were all just kind of like, yeah, I don't know, just creatures that you would, maybe would come see you if you were Puffin Stuff, if you know what I mean.
Right.
DMT.
Wow.
I mean, he looks more like something you would see on DMT than he does weed.
I don't know about, would you like to do DMT?
I would, yeah.
Right? Just one time?
Just one time.
Under the supervision of a medical professional?
Well, and the high only lasts like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you see God?
You meet the machine elves, too.
What are the machine elves?
Tim, the machine elves are a thing that a lot of people who take DMT see. To the point where people are like, a lot of these people are like, all right, yeah, I like saw some stuff, but like these machine elves somehow exist. I saw them.
Wait, explain to me what a machine elf is. What are we doing the show like, about the grimace for?
Like I assume like a robotic elf, but I think it works on, they work on machines too.
Like that are... keeping everything running and
like kind of behind the scenes in reality that's what these machine elves are up to.
Huh.
But like people who have taken DMT are like, yeah, I met these guys, I talked to them, and like I came away like 100%. I don't know how, but they that part was real. And again, enough people see this that it is kind of a weird thing. But yeah, it's only like a 5 minute long thing. A businessman's high is what they call it.
Yeah. I don't even want it to, I want to see these machine elves now.
Yeah. See what's going on with them. Ask them some questions.
Yeah.
Or
wrestle God to the ground. I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Probably not. No.
He's probably stronger than I am.
I assume God is stronger than you are. But Yeah, Grimace is much more a DMT thing. You don't see things on weed. You might think up the idea of Grimace on weed, but you wouldn't see him, have him come visit you.
Yeah. Well, maybe with like coupled with something like DMT.
Maybe, yeah. But my point being like, yeah, they were ripping off HR Puff and stuff because it was probably a bunch of like executives at McDonald's tasked some interns. Hey, you long hairs, come up with something kids would like. And that's what they came up with. But then I saw a few different ideas of what Grimace is. And some of them, it was like there was an interview in this year where franchisee owner.
What is this, a bookworm that's saying this?
Basically, they're quoting franchisee owners about what Grimace is. As somebody who owns a McDonald's franchise doesn't know what Grimace is. They don't let them in on that stuff.
Rich asshole in the community.
Grimace?
No.
Oh, somebody a McDonald's franchisee. Yeah, not so much nowadays. Those McDonald's aren't the cash cows that they used to be.
Yeah, they are.
Really? No, some have closed. It used to be that like a McDonald's had never gone out of business, but then some started going out of business.
Yeah. Oh, so McDonald's, Tom. Mm-hmm. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Originally courted HR Puff and stuff, according to Mashed.com.
Yeah, they sued.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, Sid and Marty Croft, create something for us. And look at this. And this is Sid and Marty Croft are like, no, we have too much artistic integrity.
Yeah, and then they were like, all right, we'll put a hat on your guy and call him Mayor McCheese.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is even better. They didn't even turn it down. Phone calls were exchanged, and there was a formal letter stating McDonald's was interested in enlisting the HR Puff and Stuff guys.
Yeah.
Later that year, they told the HR Puff and Stuff guys that the plan had been scrapped.
Yeah.
They were like, wait, let's just do it ourselves.
Yeah, somebody told us we could just put a little hat on this guy.
Yeah,
and
it worked.
And that'll be fine. But they lost the lawsuit, I believe, McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they did have to, that's why some of these characters like kind of went away for a while. Like, you don't see Mayor McCheese and... What was Officer McCheese? Was that
Constable Big Mac?
Constable Big Mac. You don't see those guys anymore. And those are some of the best guys. They had hamburgers for heads.
Yeah. I know some people with hamburger heads.
I know. It's unfortunate, but some people do have hamburger shaped heads.
McDonald's had to pay more than $1 million, including $6,000 per commercial, $5,000 for each promotional item made, and $500 for other infringing ads.
Wow, and this was the 70s. That was a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like $2,000.
$2,000 in today's money. You mentioned that he was called Evil Grimace at first. The Evil Grimace thing, it's crazy. It was just a blatant ripoff of the Hamburglar.
What do you mean?
Because the Hamburglar stole hamburgers.
Yeah, but he stole milkshakes, Tom.
And the Evil Grimace stole milkshakes.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right.
Is a murderer and a bank robber ripping each other off?
No, but
or
if
I
they're
guess
both...
a bank robber and a jewel thief.
They're similar.
They're stealing different
which,
stuff.
Yeah,
they're
which one
different
do you
guys.
Think is a murderer?
No, retracted the murderer, but sometimes a bank robber could be a murderer.
I was going to say, do you know something about a Hamburglar escapade gone awry?
I do know that, well, we can get into this later, but Grimace disappeared from the years 2012 to 2020, so maybe there was something
doing
going
time
on there. Yeah.
In the big house?
Or you just had to lay low for a while.
But
stay cool.
They had the Hamburglar and a great character. Look, we all love the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar, right? He steals hamburgers.
We can all identify with a guy who wants some hamburgers. I guess it is a ripoff of Wimpy from Popeye cartoons, kind of.
Tom, wanting hamburgers
is a normal character
is
trait.
Not copyright protected. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying he was a copyright thing.
Wimpy.
Sorry, I've been drinking nothing but Grimace shakes all day. I don't feel so good.
Wimpy was reduced to just begging and like trying to scam. Yeah. I'll gladly pay you tomorrow for a hamburger today.
He's
right?
an addict.
Wednesday, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today or something like that.
The Hamburglar is like, I'm not going to
grovel. I'm not asking. I'm going to take.
I'm going to take what I need.
Yeah.
He's a take charge guy.
But my.
A real piece of shit.
Also. Who gets a hamburger, not a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
You know?
Psychopaths.
Yeah, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, one time our friend's dad took us to the water park, a bunch of us.
Uh-huh.
And it was cool. It was like right at the age where he's like, I'll drive you guys to the water park.
But then you can fuck off.
You go and like, I'm
going to
leave.
Yeah.
Like, you guys aren't like, we're probably like,
I'm
going
to leave. I'm gonna head to the strip club for the afternoon.
Nobody.
There's
he
a
was
buffet.
Like, I'll come back, guys, with McDonald's for you. You can come out to the parking lot and I'll get McDonald's. And we're like, sweet, here's my order. He's like, nah, I'm not doing all that. I'm just going to get a bunch of hamburgers and some fries.
Yeah.
And that's what you'll eat. And it's like, oh, I wanted a Big Mac or like I wanted chicken nuggets. He's
or at the very least, cheeseburgers.
That was the thing. Yeah. They weren't cheeseburgers. They were hamburgers. And I remember, look, me being a dad now.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, I love him very much.
Yeah. And he eats nothing but cheeseburgers, and he's doing fine.
If I had to take him, who I presumably will still love very much,
right,
and like four or five other of his shithead friends
to a water park. I'll be one of them.
Tom, I already said, we're limiting your time around my son. You've become too much of a bad influence.
Well, yeah, just saying, you know.
He did look cool with that cigarette. I will concede. But
he liked it. If he didn't it, Tim, if he started coughing away or something, I'd be like,
no,
okay,
he can handle
his,
he knows how to handle
himself.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. You guys should let him
stuff.
Tom,
I never heard the end of it from my wife.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me take your order. I'm driving you to the water park and I'm going to go get you McDonald's. And you expect me to be like, no, you have to get me exactly what I want. No, just what I get you.
Yeah, but cheeseburgers instead of hamburgers.
They're 10 cents more.
I don't know what the current
it was
exchange
the nicest
rate.
It was a very nice thing that he did.
This is the nicest thing but anyone's ever done for me.
Please, just like 10 cents more per burger. Like,
yeah, I'll give you $1.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just make all those hamburgers cheeseburgers, please. I could totally get if a dad was like, I'm not going to take your orders. I'm going to get a bag of cheeseburgers and a bag of fries.
Yeah.
And you sort them out.
Right.
If he was really nice, he'd be like, I'm going to get a 20-piece chicken nugget for you guys, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that, I think, would have been like, that's not enough, right? So, like...
Well, like, to split.
Yeah,
and...
I know, but then, like, there's going to be
right.
a fight.
I'm back
here's
to just
here's what I'm remembering. Here's what I'm remembering.
Mm-hmm.
His son
oh, was
hated
lactose and
cheese.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I think he was just like, I'm not going to get some hamburgers and some cheeseburgers. And then,
yeah, could you imagine how difficult that would be to
hold
order?
Hold on, hold on. And then it's just like, oh, I wanted a cheeseburger, but there's only hamburgers left or vice versa. He's just like, we're making this simple. You get what you get. You don't get upset.
Yeah,
everybody's getting the same thing.
Yeah, maybe it had too many situations with his son where there had been a cheeseburger and he's like, I don't want to eat a cheeseburger. I want a hamburger.
That was exactly his
voice.
And
then he had to scrape the cheese off. And you can't scrape the cheese off a McDonald's cheeseburger.
And you weren't
fused.
Allowed to bring the food in, so we had to eat it. Like, because like, if it were me, I'd be like, here's a sack of freaking hamburgers. Go back in there and I'll see you
get
in
out of here.
4 hours.
Just hide them. Hide them in your swim trunks.
Yeah.
I remember going.
It's a nice thing he did. I always think fondly of Mr. M for doing that.
You're using a pseudonym. I remember once going to, I forget what park it was, if it was a water park or like a regular like amusement park with AJ's family. And they got Pudgy's chicken beforehand.
Oh boy, Pudgy's
chicken
was good.
And like, got like, I think like basically like a catering platter worth. So it was like all wrapped in foil and everything. And it was the summer, so it was freaking hot. So it was like, we're going to keep this in the trunk And then at like noon, 1 o'clock, we're all going to come out here. And guess what? It's going to be even hotter than it is now. And it's going to be delicious.
And Tom's going to be like, it's too hot for me.
It's too hot. I burned myself. No, I remember thinking like, this is genius. Like, why am I eating the overpriced garbage food?
Yeah, what's my stupid family doing when we come to the water park?
Yeah, when you could just get a bunch of Pudgy's fried chicken and keep that. Man, I haven't had Pudgy's fried chicken in a long time. That's a regional thing, right?
I got terrible news for you, Tom. I don't even know if it's regional. I think about it.
This is 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think 1998 they went. Yeah, I think it was just one location, too. Talking about Pudgy's chicken on a worldwide podcast.
They had
a
few, and they were so good. And then they had you ever have the fried mushrooms that they had?
No. That's,
they were like breaded and fried mushrooms.
I see what you're saying, but that's disgusting.
No, it was so good. I mean, to say nothing of the wings that they had. Those were the best part. But I also like these little fried mushrooms.
Some good tips if you're headed to the water park and want to eat in the parking lot.
And it's 20 years ago.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tim,
it's Grimace time.
It's Grimace time. We're back to Grimace talk. We could be here with Grimace right now, and people wouldn't know because he's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Until you hear a duh. Grimace, Tim, also from the fandom.com page, possibly has a crush on Birdie the Early Bird.
Right. So Birdie haven't seen much of either since the 90s.
No. Yeah, all these guys kind of went away. And I never really put two and two together that Birdie was the early bird and she represented McDonald's breakfast.
She was introduced when they launched McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. When's the last time you had a McDonald's breakfast?
Probably about 15 years ago.
No way. That long ago?
Yeah. I haven't been to a McDonald's in... Yeah, occasionally, Tom, I'll do a nice thing for my mom. She really likes the
hash browns,
Diet Cokes from
McDonald's. Yeah.
So if I'm going out to visit, I'll go through the drive-thru, get her a Diet Coke. Because Coke tastes better at McDonald's, right?
It does. And they swear that it's not like a different formulation, that it's more just...
I've heard it's the CO2. Capsules.
I haven't heard that. Yeah. I don't know who told you that. Did your mom tell you that?
My mom's friend told her that.
Okay, that's wrong.
I think that's what it is. My mom's other friend also claims that he was the guy at the ad agency that came up with the slogan, "Where's the beef?" Who came up with the "Where's the beef"
what?
Commercial?
No way. Right? You'd be a billionaire.
That wasn't my mom's friend who lives down the street in suburbia.
That's some famous playwright or something.
Yeah, I think that was Arthur Miller wrote that commercial.
You got to the only playwright's name that either of us knew before I could. Damn it.
Shakespeare's too old. Who else?
Well, it was a new modern playwright.
Yeah, you made fun of me. Like, Tom, honestly, you listen back to this show. Uh-huh. It's not quite duh, but there's so many times where you're quiet and then
Tanner,
you're much more grimace like than I am.
It's called, no, because the grimace doesn't talk that often. It's called making sure there's no dead air, Tim. That's the death of us. Once there's just dead air, somebody's flipping around the dial, they hear dead air on our show. They think, it's not a real station. I'll keep going.
Show must be completed. Somebody's listening.
Yeah.
Then there's 2-3 seconds of dead air.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's the end of the show.
Surprise ending.
There's no way he invented Where's the Beef.
No.
But I wanted to talk about the Coke at McDonald's for a second.
Okay.
And the Diet Coke. They claim that it's just, look, we're just following the actual Coca-Cola guidelines to the letter.
Right.
Which to me suggests that Coca-Cola should be cracking down on more places that aren't following their guidelines.
What are you going to go into Wendy's and like smash the place up?
Yeah, why not?
I guess some of these
flip over all those old newspaper tables. They still
That's
got
why
those,
they're
right?
bolted to the floor.
Yeah,
though.
They were bolted to the floor. But so one difference with the Coca-Cola.
Do you think there is like a guy who is like who worked in fast food corporate,
mm-hmm.
who was like, what do we do? What kind of design scheme do we want? Mm-hmm. Hey, let's make the dining area like the dining area in prison. Nothing can be moved.
Yeah, everything's bolted to the
Nothing
floor.
Nothing can be used as a weapon.
Nothing can be like broken, yeah. I don't think. Like they all felt incredibly sturdy. Yeah. Remember, like at McDonald's, those old swivel chairs.
Yeah,
and how you would keep a swivel chair, how you would make a swivel chair that could withstand that kind of day in day out abuse.
Yeah,
beyond me. But they did it. Those crazy geniuses did it.
Magnificent bastards.
So McDonald's and Coca-Cola. First thing, the Coca-Cola syrup is delivered in aluminum cylinders. Not in plastic bags.
I think that might have been what my mom told me. I don't remember.
So that's one of those things where...
One time I worked with this old guy who, it was a landscaping job for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this like old man for some reason who also worked there.
Yeah.
And we were driving around in his pickup truck to the next place. Mm-hmm. And... Van Halen's Jump came on the radio,
yeah.
And he told us, like, oh, these guys played at my son's wedding. They played this song. And this old guy, it was a band that covered.
Yeah, of course.
Van Halen didn't play at your son's wedding.
Yeah, like you think somebody, even if he doesn't know who Van Halen is, you hear a song on the radio and you assume, oh, it's that wedding band. I guess they've made it big now. They're on the radio. Aren't old people supposed to be aware that, like, to get on the radio is a difficult thing? That was
maybe you thought. He said it with such pride, like, oh, these are my son's friends. And it's like, okay. Anyway, this more dubious things I've dubious claims I've heard from people.
From people around our hometown.
Yeah.
One of which is your mom.
I mean, I think my mom was told this by this guy.
Yeah. Well,
not the Van Halen thing.
Right.
The Where's the Beef thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but she should have known. This guy's lying about where's the beef. So yeah, let's see. What else could he be lying about?
I'm visiting my parents this weekend. Uh-huh. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Make sure you bring a Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah. I always do, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm a great son.
What size do you get?
Large.
Nice. So they put the syrup in aluminum instead of plastic, which to me is always like a... I think it's the reason why Coke... Well, Pepsi did it for a minute where they had like the throwback Pepsi with real sugar.
Right.
But I don't think Coke will ever do that because then they have to admit that regular Coca-Cola is less than.
Right.
So they're, you know, they're towing the line of like corn syrup and sugar. They're the same. It's fine. But then same thing with these plastic bags of syrup. They claim, no, no, that's fine. It doesn't leach. Like the plastic doesn't leach into the syrup. It's like, well, then why does it taste different? Right. So that's one difference. The other differences are that, yeah, it's always properly carbonated.
Oh, I see.
I think
so
they,
it was right after all. After you...
Well, no, you claimed that it was like something else.
The carbonation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think everything's just... I don't think it's more carbonated there.
Apologize to my mom, Tom.
I don't think it's more Call carbonated, her. But it's properly carbonated at McDonald's all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I said, I didn't say it was more carbonated. I just said it's something about the CO2.
Yeah, you implied. You implied like the CO2.
You heard
came
what
from
you wanted to hear,
place.
Tom. And you never and give me the benefit of the doubt.
They got the CO2 from the ocean and it tastes better. Where do they get like chemicals and stuff that they sell, right?
Tom, nobody knows.
Like laughing gas. Where do they get is there just a cave of laughing gas? It's like we found another one, boys. Like let's get all the big cylinders and fill them up full of laughing gas.
I guess so. Makes sense.
Because they always talk about how we're running out of helium. It's like I don't even know how we get it in the first place.
Yeah. And it is kind of crazy. It just goes into the air.
Yeah. Can't we figure out a way to get it back out? Isn't there like a layer of our atmosphere that's just like the helium? All the balloons?
Yeah, I think so.
You can go up there, suck it all out, bring it back down, breathe it in, talk with funny voices. The whole world. There'd be enough for everyone.
Yeah. What a wonderful... What a nice dream, Tom.
And then the next week, you send that thing up to suck all the helium out again. You go, all right, guys. Well, only a one-time thing. Now we're going to use this for balloons and stuff again. It was a lot of fun.
We had a great weekend talking funny.
There was a good 10 minutes where everybody on Earth talked with a funny, high-pitched voice. It's great, but, you know.
Killed a lot of brain cells.
We got to get back to work, guys. We got to get back. We got to make these party balloons. But,
whenever it's like, oh, you know, there's a helium shortage. It's like, first of all, do we need helium for anything?
Yeah,
we do. Because if we do... Stop with all the fucking balloons, everybody.
No, that's the thing. It's some weird, it's like one of those government subsidized things where the price of helium is like nowhere near what the actual price is. So birthday balloons, I think, should cost like $50 each, but they don't because the government.
What about anniversary balloons?
Even those.
Wow.
The government subsidizes it because of big helium. You got all these lobbyists taking these Congress people out. Oh, come on out to the bar. I'll buy you a few drinks. I have a bill I'd like you to look at. So, what was I talking about?
The carbonation.
No, they use helium to like make a few things, like in industrial processing.
Yeah, okay. You were talking about why McDonald's soda tastes better.
The big reason is that they put a little more syrup than usual in there because they're accounting for the ice melting.
Mm.
So basically, they calculate...
So it's just the ratio.
Yeah.
There's more syrup in it. That's why it tastes better.
Yeah, but even when, like... I think basically when all the ice melts, that's when the ratio is like correct.
But that's
exactly.
Never when you're drinking it.
You don't drink
so
it
So the answer
way.
To the question is there's more syrup
yeah, there's
in it than
Yeah, there's a little more
it,
syrup
yeah.
in it.
Okay.
Tastes good.
So when's the last time you ate McDonald's breakfast?
I guess it's been a while for me too. I'm trying to remember when the last I did have McDonald's somewhat recently, and it was delicious. I had a quarter pounder with cheese. Very good.
I have not eaten meat in so long that they introduced the fresh, never frozen quarter pounder after I stopped eating meat. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't contemplate just
throwing it all away.
Throwing it all away.
Yeah.
Heard great things. I loved a quarter pounder with cheese, Tom.
You can definitely tell a difference.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about, I had like a burger somewhere recently, and it was like pretty expensive, and it was good, but all I was thinking was like,
Joe Brandon.
Well, I was thinking is like, this is good, but I mean, I don't have like a barbecue, I guess, but I'm just like, I could make a burger as good as this.
Yeah.
That's all.
You wouldn't, though.
No. Well, I could.
Yeah.
I wouldn't at the restaurant. Sure, I wouldn't go back there and be like, out of the way, fellas, I'm cooking this burger.
I thought what you were going to say is that you were eating like a fancy burger somewhere, and you were like, this is good, but like not that much better than a quarter pounder with cheese from McDonald's.
Oh, which is like, I don't think any burger is better than a quarter pounder with cheese.
Like, that's why fine dining is lost on me. Because I have basement garbage tastes.
I can appreciate, like, I've had some very good meals in my life at restaurants or whatever. And it's like, yeah, I can appreciate, like, oh, this is, like, a very, like, complex taste and, like, interesting taste together. And like, wow, this tastes so fresh and everything. But, yeah, it's never going to be better than a quarter pounder from McDonald's, especially now that they're not frozen. Yeah. Forget it. That was the only advantage any other food had over it.
Yep.
And now it's gone. I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about what the Grimace is. That
it's a monster.
He was originally intended to be a Gullo Gullo creature. Gullo Gullo.
What's that?
It's a Wolverine.
What?
Yeah. And if you look at him, it's like, hey, he kind of looks like a Wolverine.
No, he doesn't. He looks he's big and purple.
Take away the purple if he were brown like a Wolverine.
Do I not know what a Wolverine looks like?
Maybe you don't. I mean, Wolverines normally don't get that rotund either.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Maybe if you had one in captivity, you could get it up to that.
God damn it. It's just all Hugh Jackman.
These are all just pictures of Hugh Jackman nude.
I guess the Grimace kind of looks like a Wolverine.
I thought you were looking at a picture of Hugh Jackman again. The Grimace does not look like Hugh Jackman. I'll tell you that much.
No, he wishes.
Who does? Hugh Jackman or the Grimace? There are a bunch of internet theories about what the Grimace is.
It's a monster.
Well, some people think he's an alien and that he's from a McDonald land-like planet. His unique physiology and bizarre proportions fuel this theory.
Why? What would that mean? A McDonald land-like planet that's different from
McDonald?
Well,
like, where is McDonald land? Is that supposed to be Earth?
Australia.
Okay. I've never been, so yeah, it could be for all I know. Another fan theory, he's a chemical mutation. That he was a McDonald's mascot who is mutated into his current form by falling into a vat of radioactive McDonald's special sauce. That's more of a like...
Yeah, do people actually think
come
this,
on,
Tom?
Quit fucking around.
Guys, this is serious. It's the Grimace.
This is weird. Some people speculate Grimace could be a distant cousin or nephew of Ronald McDonald.
They're best friends.
Hence their close friendship.
What? Maybe they're related. Okay.
Well, that would be weird.
Yeah, it would be weird. Why do you think that?
Now, do you think Ronald McDonald always looks like that, or he's wearing makeup?
That is the million-dollar question.
That's above your pay grade.
Tom, if I could answer that, I wouldn't be here with you right now.
If I could ask the CEO of McDonald's one question that he had to answer.
What would be a better question than that?
Exactly. other than can I have a hamburger? A cheese. Fuck, a cheese. No, wait. No, you only get one question. Yeah. Here's your hamburger. A theory suggests that Grimace was created by Dr. Quizzical as a Frankenstein's monster type creation using spare McDonaldland character parts.
But there's not, he's not made of spare parts.
Yeah, I mean, he looks he's pretty a big uniform.
Blob. Yeah.
He looks blob. More uniform than me or you do, I'll tell you that much. It's one consistent skin tone throughout, same level of hair everywhere, fur. He's a personification of food dye.
Now, why would they do that?
Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like, everybody, you know when it's like, oh, you know what the Rugrats is? The Rugrats is like, one of them was a stillborn baby, and like, one of them, you know, like, it's like, and this is all a hallucination of Tommy Pickles' dad, who, you know, this is his grief. It's like,
yeah, I don't...
They nobody's thinking that when they come up with stuff for kids.
All right, we got to come up with a kid's cartoon. All we know so far is it has to star a stillborn baby. Chuck,
but
what do you got?
Nobody could know.
But again, because it's a kid's cartoon, we can't say it in the cartoon. But it'll be obvious to any adult watching. The main character is stillborn baby. The Demon of Gluttony, a darker theory, casts Grimace as a sinful demon representing the gluttony embodied by fast food empires and their customers.
He doesn't represent. He's a big purple guy.
Well, and then on the other side of that, the embodiment of hunger. Some people think he is, which I get, guys.
He's a monster.
Yeah, and he seems like he's like always kind of hungry, right?
Yeah, because he's a big, fat, dumb guy. That's how these characters are portrayed.
So I was
I'd like a milkshake.
Give me a milkshake. So the reason we're talking about this is happy belated birthday, Grimace. And they came out with this Grimace shake at McDonald's in celebration of his birthday. I think it's gone already, so it didn't even last a full month. But it was a
damn shame.
A purple shake is saying. To be fair to them, they seem to nail the color of Grimace.
Purple.
Yeah. No, you know what? They didn't. No. It's like a lighter purple.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm not offended.
No, it's fine. Yeah. You can only make a shake. So I guess you can have a chocolate shake and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they made one that was like the exact Grimace purple and they're like, this is unappetizing. It's.
I bet they didn't try very hard. I think they were like, what color purple dye do we have? Least amount that we can do to make it? What's the cheapest we can make it? Are McDonald's shakes good? I had a Shamrock shake. That tastes like toothpaste, right?
I haven't had a Shamrock shake in forever, maybe ever.
I had one. It's when I lived on Green Point, so 2012, so 11 years ago, I had a Shamrock shake. It tasted like toothpaste.
I had a peppermint Frosty from Wendy's.
Okay.
Like 6 months ago, and that was very good. I like peppermint a lot.
I got the shampoo, Tom. It smells like peppermint.
Yeah, have you tried eating it?
No, but I scrub my beard and mustache extra thoroughly so I can smell that peppermint for the rest of the day.
You can accidentally eat a little of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't like peppermint wash, though. It's too spicy on me.
Wash?
Yeah, like I don't like washing with like that.
Are you supposed to?
Well, I'm thinking of that. What's that like Dr. So-and-so's?
Dr. Bronner?
Yeah.
You got to dilute it, Tom.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that everybody forgets about Dr. Bronner.
I've never diluted it, and it hurts when you use it otherwise. Too pepperminty. So he's got the shake. Have you seen the memes, Tim? The memes about the shake.
Tom, this is what I say. Miss me with the memes.
Wow.
Disrespectful.
These are, I mean, they're stupid. Like, it's one of those things where it's like,
no, it's not, they're not smart memes.
It's one of those things where it's like, look, when it's teenagers doing it, it's fine. They're bored. McDonald's is like one of the few places they could go to. But then when it's like adults doing the meme, it's like, come on, get out of here. But the meme was basically just, and it was stupid. It wasn't that good. It was like, somebody doing a video and being like, yeah, I just got the Grimace shake. I'm going to try it. And they would like take a sip and be like, oh, that's pretty. And then it would just cut to like them passed out covered in the shake or seemingly dead covered in the shake or just like very weird supernatural happenings because of the shake. Yeah, very like unclear, nebulous about.
But the shake caused something.
The shake caused something
terrible to
something
happen.
Terrible to happen. Something to go wrong in some way, and that's the meme. But then I was reading.
That's a pretty good meme, I guess, as far as memes go. What's your favorite meme, Tom?
Damn, Daniel.
Damn it, that's mine too.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, I'd like to meet one damn Daniel one day.
Tim, I gotta send you this video. It's like a girl, like a teenager, maybe like a college age girl doing like a TikTok dance or whatever, mm-hmm. like seemingly in her like parents' kitchen. But she pulls a damn Dusty where she falls and her like pants get caught on the hook of the cabinet and the cabinet swings open with her on them before she like falls off them.
Damn, Dusty. Yeah. You were up there again, weren't you?
For anybody not familiar, this is one of the best AFV videos ever.
America's Funniest Home Videos, yeah.
Where it's hard to tell what's going on.
A kid, maybe a 9 or 10 year old, climbs up onto the top of a refrigerator.
Well, seemingly we're watching this from a hidden camera, meant to catch him.
Oh, really? Is that your interpretation?
That's
of
mine.
It?
Yeah. What's you think he was taping it, Dusty?
Here's what I think, because it was a secondary refrigerator, like in a garage,
yeah,
or
yeah.
like in a hallway to
yeah,
a garage,
like a freezer or something, maybe.
I think he, Dusty himself, mm-hmm. the 9 or 10 year old, set up the camera as a hidden camera, and was climbing up to the top of the
fridge.
To jump out and scare somebody as they walked by.
Maybe.
And catch that.
That also makes sense.
Yeah, but I do like your interpretation better that, like,
because
we
it
gotta
makes
get
sense.
Damn, we gotta get Dusty to stop climbing up on this friggin' refrigerator in the garage.
Yeah. So the video, he falls off the fridge, his pants get stuck on the door, and he's just kind of like trapped up there. And his dad comes in and goes, "Damn, Dusty, you were up there again, weren't you?" And it's great. And I do think that's my theory is pretty plausible that maybe Dusty had been up there a few times and now had gotten to the point where he was lying and saying he had never been up there.
Yeah. Sorry. I know that at one point there were shirts designed.
Mm-hmm.
Damn Dusty shirts.
for an AFV video that came out like, I don't know, over a decade ago.
Yeah, I was thinking of going into business selling damn Dusty shirts.
I was thinking
Dusty
about
shirts.
Quitting my job and just selling these damn Dusty shirts.
Turns out it wasn't the universal catchphrase that everybody
yeah.
loved.
But anyway, I was reading, because, you know, there's all this talk about Grimace, Tim. I was reading this article on Slate.com titled Grimace Rising. Listen to this subheadline, Tim. You're going to get so mad. Stop scrolling through your email looking for...
I'm back to 2009.
Listen to this subheadline from the Slate article. Grimace Rising. For decades, McDonald's nebulous purple blob was a nobody. But
Ooh.
Now he's America's sweetheart. What happened?
He wasn't a nobody to me.
Yeah, me neither. And
he's hung out with at least one president.
They talk about, it's true, yeah. The shake is fine. It's slightly berry flavored, by the way. But no one really seems to be buying it because they anticipate that it's good. From what I can tell, they're buying it for the novelty. They're buying it because it's Grimace's birthday shake. And that's funny. It was a pretty strange gambit for McDonald's to pretend that this long-established fact that Grimace is a national treasure and his birthday is an annual jubilee that we celebrate by giving a very rich company our hard-earned dollars in exchange for a sugary purple beverage. But McDonald's must have known something I didn't, because it really worked. Grimace proved to be the perfect meme fodder. This is just like one of those people that...
You get a milkshake, and the milkshake tastes good. It's not like, hey, as a tithe to Grimace, here, McDonald's Corporation, take my money. Like, no, they're selling you a nice tasting milkshake, I think.
This is just like prime, like, young person writing an article, and they're like, I've never heard about this, so I'm going to assume nobody's ever heard about this and go from there. I'm not going to look into it. Because then they go on to say, they're just talking about like people tweeting about it. It's like McDonald's doesn't care about people tweeting.
I mean, they do a little bit.
They do, like, a part of McDonald's, the social media team does, but everybody else doesn't. They just want to sell these shakes. But they're going, it all seems soaked in irony, but dollars spent ironically are worth just as much as regular
you
dollars.
You still get the milkshake.
The logic here might be something like, McDonald's is as evil as any corporation, but we do need to eat. So what's the harm in giving it a few bucks to engage in some childish fun? It's just it's a berry milkshake.
You get a milkshake. Tastes good.
Now, listen to this.
Tim. And it's, what, $2?
Something. Oh, no. Apparently, there was a controversy for a while because you could only...
$78.
You could only get it with a meal. But then some were selling it on its own. And it was only like a chicken nugget meal or a Big Mac meal or something. It was like very restrictive. But then this person goes on to say, if I had to take a stab at why Grimace and his birthday took off so spectacularly, one thing I'd point to is the meteoric rise of Gritty.
I do think there was some, like, hey, I think this was the social media team being like, Gritty gets a lot of
it's true.
Play online, and he's just a hairy Grimace. Should we bring Grimace back?
Grimace's blobby figure is also strangely on trend. The latest Pixar movie, Elemental, is very blob-forward, too.
Is this guy getting paid by the word?
I know. It's insane how much they're talking about.
There's a lot of padding in the... What's the premise that Grimace is dumb?
I think the premise
get out of town.
That this is... I don't think... this is written by a woman, I believe, Tim. They let them write for websites nowadays, despite the letters you keep sending.
Who wrote this?
The author's name is, hold on, Heather Schwedell.
Yeah. That's a Schwedell piece?
Yeah. I mean, it's very long, and, like, you know, I get it. You gotta hit your word count or whatever, but it's like going into, like, why? Like, it comes off as somebody who's too online.
Right.
And it's like, why are there so many
writing
teens?
An article for Slate?
Why are there so many teens doing this TikTok trend? It's like, because they're bored. They can go to McDonald's, buy this delicious shake for $2, have a nice time. Forget about their cares for a minute.
Let the teens have a nice time with the milkshake.
And then there's also an article on Polygon.com. Fans are going all in on celebrating Grimace's birthday and declaring him a gay icon.
Isn't Polygon a video games website? All the websites are just, they all report on the same stories every day.
Yeah, and it's like the same, it's the same thing we complain about with, if you watch the local news, they'll tell you, like, oh, you know, coming up next, the big new trend. And then they'll be like, this movie nobody likes because they got 3 tweets where people are like, I didn't like this. It's the same stuff with these articles where it's like somebody found a few people joking that Grimace is a gay icon, presumably because it was Gay Pride Month and because Grimace is a male character, but traditionally I don't think it was a tradition. Is there have been a lot of women in the Grimace suit?
Is that true?
Yes. Huh. But not doing the voice. I believe it's all male people doing the voice. It's probably like, this
what does that have to do with a gay icon?
Exactly. That's what, and it's like people are just making a joke about things on Twitter, and now you're going to take all those and make an article, and then I'm going to read it in a podcast, and then who knows where it's going to, they'll
and
make
a
movie out of it.
Now the president knows about it.
Yeah, now the president knows about it.
If they want to embrace the Grimace as a gay icon, have at it.
Yeah, and McDonald's will be happy to...
I like what that community did with the Babadook.
It's true, and McDonald's will be happy to co-op that until it causes them any trouble and then immediately distance themselves.
And you won't see Grimace for 20 years.
Yeah, well, so you... All right, I'm going to do the plugs and then I'll mention this. If you like the show, you can check out tcgt.com for more. All our social media links are there, our Reddit, our Discord. They're all a lot of fun. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky and Threads and Mastodon at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me at Your Pal Tim.
You looked like you were looking that up on your phone. Like, what's my...
I received a very troubling email.
Okay. Is it about the damn dusty shirt? they can't be made for the price you were looking?
I got to look up that. It was a good design, too.
I'm sure.
Now we can sell them. Now that after people hear this, they have damn dusty fever. Maybe we can do... we can get them to do a... MTV's Celebrity Death Match against Damn Dusty and Damn Daniel.
That would be. I'd watch
I'd watch that too. Hosted by Tom Bergeron.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. We just finished doing a bunch of Quentin Tarantino stuff.
On Books the Podcast.
Books the Podcast. Yeah. Tim read Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and then we both watched Death Proof. This week, Tim, you're hearing this for the first time. We're doing Books Pretty. It's Jeopardy, but about the books that we've read.
Ooh.
And you're the contestant and I'm the host.
Great. And, yeah, I mean, you could not fill Alex Trebek's shoes.
And I'm going to see if A, I can fill Alex Trebek's shoes. Oh. And B, if you can beat what the average teenager would get. The score they would get on these Jeopardy
teenager?
Boards. Huh?
There's a teenager involved?
Yeah, I hired
Tom,
a few teenagers.
I asked you to stop engaging teenagers in any way with the show.
I sent him some DMs and...
I'm excited, Tom. Mm-hmm. I'm already like calling bullshit on this because you're just trying to set
up the you got to set the groundwork early to claim that... This isn't fair or whatever.
Well, you got a twinkle in your eye. We're going to record that right after this.
Yeah. Patreon.com/complete guide.
And then starting next week, new books, new classic books.
We're going back to the classics.
You guys are talking about, there's one comment on whatever. We're going back to the classics.
Tim, you mentioned that Grimace disappeared for a while. Did you happen to note when his last appearance was?
Yeah, would you like to read that out?
I'm trying to find it. Yes. He, following an appearance at Dodger Stadium on July 18th, 2012 versus the Philadelphia Phillies, he danced to Ram Jam's Black Betty 1979 and then disappeared. And then he returned in 2020 at the Macy's Parade with McDonald's. Appeared in a with Ronald rather appeared in a cryptocurrency tweet parody and a 2022 Super Bowl ad. Yeah, so for some reason, I don't know if like some allegations came out about Grimace or something after that, but he was missing for
He emerged right after like the Thanksgiving Day parade post COVID.
Yes.
We're all emerging again. I wasn't emerging.
Do you think maybe he caught COVID?
He caused COVID
denier.
And
the McDonald's is like, well, we can't trot him out. And then he was like, it was real touch and go there with him for a while. He's like, oh, it's just the flu.
Yeah.
I can still do commercials. And they're like, you can't come to set, Grimace.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, he's a good man, though.
To Grimace.
Hey, to Grimace. Long may you live.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.